धन्यवाद। ओके, गुड 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 इवनिंग। सो फार वी हैव डेल्ट विद टॉपिक्स लाइक यू नो दिस इज आवर सिक्स्थ सेशन एंड सो फार वी हैव अंडरस्टूड टॉपिक्स लाइक मम नाम भवतः नाम भवत्याः नाम सः एषः सः सा एषा का तत् एतत् किम्। ओके, वी ऑल्सो अंडरस्टूड पुंलिङ्गशब्दः नपुंसकलिङ्गशब्दः स्त्रीलिङ्गशब्दः। We understood the number, we have read the numbers starting from 1 to 80 and then we got to know these question tags like aam va na va asti nasti kutra tatra atra sarvatra anyatra ekatra all of these and then bhavan bhavati aham then you know shashti vibhakti and shashti vibhakti abhyasa which happened last week. Okay, so I am assuming we are clear with all of these and if we have any questions, I would take up all the questions in the at the end of the session today instead of me going at the questions at the start. Okay, so also I remember I just gave the exercises just to practice. There was no home assignment as such given in my home assignment email or my recording email. So before we begin today's session, let us do a little a shloka today. Okay, so we all must be thinking that we have completed five sessions so far and then we haven't read any shloka or any poem as such in Sanskrit. So I thought why not for a change let me start off the session with Subhashitam. Okay, so with that Subhashitam we start. Then we have our today's session, that is Kriya Padani, followed by the Sankhya, question and answers, then Pathami Sanskritam Nityam, and then we end the session. Okay, that this is how the session is planned today. If anybody has any questions, please park it, please make a note of it. We'll address those questions at the end of the session. Okay, so before I share my screen of the Subhashitam, just give me 1 minute, right? 1 minute. सुभाषितं सुभाषितं कुत्र अस्ति सुभाषितम् अस्तु अस्तु एकक्षणं Okay, I hope my screen is visible and you are able to see the Subhashitam too. If anybody is facing any issues, I request kindly check the connection from your side because the things seem very fine from my side, by all means, right? So, having said that, let us start off with the session. Just a minute. All right. Good. Very good. Yeah. So the Subhashitam here that we are reading, let me just read the Subhashitam first, then I will explain the meaning, then probably some of the participants can read the Subhashitam along with me. Okay, so generally a Subhashitam means a good word or a good or something like Subhashitam. Su means good, Bhashitam means something that is speak good. Okay, good words or good sentences or good lines. We can talk about this time. Good lines, good poem. Okay, good words. Okay, so so let me start today's session. Subhashitam. Prarabhyate nakhalu vighna bhayena nichaihi prarabhya vighna vihataha viramanti madhyaha vighnehe punah punarapi प्रतिहन्यमानाः प्रारब्धम् उत्तमजनाः न परित्यजन्ति. Right? I'll read this once again and then I'll explain the shloka to you with the I'll split the sentence and then I'll do it once again. Okay. प्रारभ्यते न खलु विघ्नभयेन नीचैः प्रारभ्य विघ्नविहताः विरमन्ति मध्याः विघ्नेः पुनः पुनरपि प्रतिहन्यमानाः प्रारब्ध उत्तम जनाः न परित्यजन्ति. राइट, So what does this Suvasita mean? Okay. So the first line when it says Prarabhyate na khalu vighna bhayena nichaihi. Okay. Here I'll not be explaining the Suvasitam word to word while I'm just explaining the context of it, okay, the essence of it, the actual meaning of it, not explaining the word to word because it again it complicates things. So not to complicate it further, I am only equipped to explain it in a very surface level, like on a very physical level, right? So the first line means that people who are lazy, people who are lazy or who do not wish to work or who do not want to be active in their daily life, what they do is, they would actually, not even start an activity thinking that there would be obstacles in that activity. Okay, they refrain from starting an activity in itself because they think they will face issues. There will be some obstacles. We all know, okay. Whenever we start an activity, there will be some obstacles, some hindrances every very frequently. Okay. So what do lazy people do? They don't even start an activity at all. Okay. So the next sentence, the second sentence, Prarabhya vighnabhyata viramanti madhya. Okay. So madhya here we take is probably like, I'm not going into the literal meanings of a mediocre. Okay, I am here I'm using the word mediocre here, but let us not take it the mediocre meaning as it is, right? Okay, so madhya means medium people, like who are not lazy, who are not very active, probably who are in the middle. Okay, so what they do is at the start of an activity or the start of any task, they are very excited. Okay, and what happens to their excitement as and when they progress? They face obstacles and they leave the job. Okay, they leave the job in between. So this is the trait of people who are mediocre. You can say, okay, mediocre again, not the literal meaning of a mediocre, just an essence of it, right? So that the third sentence, viknehe punaha punarati pratihanyamanaha. Okay, in spite of viknehe, yeah, here viknehe means obstacles. Okay, viknehe punaha punarati. Pratihanyamanaha means people who dodge, okay, who overcome these obstacles, who dodge these obstacles. Okay, when you are being, when somebody is trying to hit you, what do you try to dodge it. Okay, you put your hand in the front, like how we are all aware of. Okay, we try to dodge these obstacles. Okay, in spite of repeated obstacles too, we try to dodge it. Okay, prarabdham uttama janaha na parityajanti. Okay, see, quality people or the real people are those, in spite of having multiple obstacles, like punha punarapi, okay, in spite of having obstacles repeatedly, they do not tend to leave the work or leave the task in between. They go to the task, they achieve the task or achieve their goal until and unless they reach, they achieve the goal, and they, in spite of any obstacles, they try to achieve their goal. That's what I'm trying to say. Uttama purushaha, uttama janaha. Uttama janaha here means the people who are quality people, poor quality people. So we all of us are quality people. We try to achieve whatever we think to achieve. That's why we all are here trying to learn Sanskrit. Okay. So we all are quality people trying to know Sanskrit, trying to learn Sanskrit, trying to speak in Sanskrit. Which actually a very good attempt. Okay, so that's how it is. Okay, so any questions for me? I'll read this shloka once. I'll read this Suvasitam once again. Then a couple of participants can repeat me. Okay, after I replace the reading. Okay, prarabhyate na khalu vighna bhayena nichaihi prarabhya vighna vyataha viramanti madhyaha vighnehe punaha punarapi pratihanyamanaha prarabdha uttama janaha na paritejanti. Right? Okay. So I am assuming, I did make some, this was a little clear, and this shloka or this subhashitam really means something in our life. Okay. So, who wants to, go ahead and, does anybody want to read this shloka or should we go ahead to the session? Okay, you guys tell me, probably in the chat, or you want to unmute yourself and talk. If you are okay with it, we'll have a couple of participants read this shloka, and if we are okay, I can go ahead with the session too. I can go ahead straight away with the session. Do you guys want to read this to us, sir? Does anybody want to read this Subhashita?
I can try.
Yeah. Who wants to read? Okay. I'll explain the meaning once again. I'll give the gist of it whenever Mahodaya, may I know your name, please?
This is Subhendu.
Venkat Mahodaya, please. Uttam. Venkat Mahodaya, you want to try this, right? Okay. Would you Subhashita. You are able to read this, or you want me to read and you want to repeat after me? How do you wish to do?
I can.
Try. We want to.
Uttam. Please go ahead.
Prarabhyate. Prarabhyate. Haluhu vidya vigna vayena niche. Prarabhya vigna vigata.
Na Parityajanti. Okay. See, again, the essence of this Subhashitam means, okay, people who are, you know, who are lazy, they tend to, not even start an activity thinking that they would have obstacles. Okay. Who are mediocres, what they do is the initial beginning of a task, they are very excited, super excited. They think of, continuing this long. But as and when obstacles keep coming on their path, they're not in a position to overcome these obstacles, and they leave the job in between. Okay, what does the uttama janaha, okay, a person with good character or a very great character does is, in spite of having multiple obstacles, he tries to achieve his goal. Okay, he doesn't leave his goal. Okay, he tries to achieve in spite of all the vighnaha that he's having on the path. Okay. In spite of all the vighna, he tries to achieve the goal. Okay, this was the essence of it. Okay. Now any bhagini, does anybody want to be any of the bhaginis want to try? Yes, please go ahead.
Yeah.
Yes.
सुभाषितं प्रारभ्यते न खलु विघ्नभयेन नीचैः प्रारभ्य विघ्नविहताः विरमन्ति मध्याः विघ्नैः पुनः पुनरपि प्रतिहन्यमानाः
प्रारब्धमजनाः
उत्तमजनाः न परित्यजन्ति
उत्तमं धन्यवादः यस् सो डस् एनीबडी वांट टु गिव इट अ ट्राई
आई
वांट टु ट्राई
या विल टेक ओके
या यू गाइस कैन
वन महोदय विल टेक एंड देन विल स्टार्ट द सेशन टुडे
ओके यू गो अहेड
Raja, thank you. Yeah, धन्यवादः. प्रारप्यते न खलु विघ्नभयेन नीचैः प्रारभ्य विघ्नविहितः विरमन्ति मध्याः विघ्नैः पुनः पुनरपि प्रतिहन्तमानः प्रारभ्यम् उत्तमजनाः
Subhashita. Okay, no problem.
Yes, sir.
सुभाषितम्
yes.
प्रारभ्यते न खलु विघ्नभयेन नीचेः प्रारभ्य विघ्नविहितः विरमन्ति मध्याः विघ्नेः पुनः पुनरपि प्रतिहन्यमानः प्रारब्धमुत्तम जनाः न प्रत्यजन्ति
न परित्यजन्ति न प्रत्यजयन्ति राइट राइट
गुड धन्यवादः
न परित्यजन्ति उत्तम उत्तम धन्यवादः भगिनि ओके सो या सो वी हैव अंडरस्टूड दिस सुभाषितम लेट मी नाउ स्टार्ट द टुडे सेशन ओके टुडे सेशन इज ओके आई एम पुटिंग एवरीबॉडी इन द लेक्चर मोड सो दैट आई विल बी एबल टू एक्सप्लेन and then you know you guys if you have any questions kindly park it and then we will deal with a lot of examples today on kriya padani right yeah. so yeah to pustak yeah okay I hope my screen is clear right now yeah, I hope I am my screen is to be visible and we are good okay so kriya padani What does Kriyapadani mean? Okay. Kriyapadani are basically the action words. Okay, action words. Action words generally in English we say as verbs. Okay, verbs. Go, you know, eating, going, doing, laughing, seeing, okay, taking, drinking. All these are a part of the action words. Okay, which we call in English as you know verbs. Here it is called Kriyapadani. Kriyapadani. Okay. So I will read the words that is here. Okay. Look at the picture here. Okay. Look at the picture and listen to me very carefully. Okay. Today's session is going to be on these activities. We will be doing a number of examples. I have a lot of examples. If you can see on my above taskbar, okay, there are multiple examples of these terms. We'll have to frame a lot of sentences. So you know, kindly remember the previous sessions as well, like you know, eshaha, saha, aham, bhavati, and all of these words. And with using of all these words, we will be making sentences. Okay, we'll be making sentences. Okay. In the first picture, okay. In the first picture, I hope it is clear. Okay, in the left one. I'm going from left to right. Okay, sa gacchati. Sa gacchati. Gacchati means going. Okay, saha agacchati. Saha agacchati. He is coming. No, we all know sa and saha. This we have already discussed in our previous classes. Sa is again for no feminine gender. Saha is for masculine gender. Okay. Sa gacchati, saha agacchati, coming. Okay. In the third picture, saha pathati, saha pathati. In the fourth picture, saha likhati, writing, saha likhati. Fifth one. Sahakridati, sahakridati, play. Okay. Sahakridati, sahapibati. The sixth one, the second row, no, from left to right again. Sahapibati, sahakhadati, eat. Pibati, drink, drink coffee, drink a juice, drink. Sahakhadati, eat. Sahakhadati, eat. Sa pashyati, sa pashyati. She is looking, Okay. Saha hasati, hasati. He is laughing, Saha hasati. Saha nayati, nayati take. Saha nayati. He is taking a bag or he is taking a suitcase on his head. Okay. Saha nayati. Saha nayati. Okay. These are few examples of Kriyapadani. Okay. So how do we use Kriyapadani? Okay. When do we use Kriyapadani? Okay. We use Kriyapadani a lot in our everyday activities. Okay. In Sambhashana Samskutam, Kriyapadani Vayam Pratidinam Upayogam Kurmaha. Okay. So you go out somewhere. You say, you know, I'm going. What do you say in Sanskrit? Aham Gacchami. You eat your food. You have your lunch, dinner. What do you say? aham khadami. Right? So these are flexion words which we use in our everyday life. No, we are still learning, so probably we do not know all the action words, like, no, because we have just started. There's been like, no, 3-4 sessions that we have had, so we do not know all the action words. So we will be doing a lot many exercises on these lines. Okay, lot many exercises on these lines. Okay, this is one example. Okay, coming to another one. Yeah, here it is. Huh. I hope my my screen is visible. If anybody is having issues, kindly let me know. Okay. So yeah, this we have already dealt with. This we have already dealt with. So let's go to the next one. Next one. Okay. So see, do not look at these ekavachanam, bahuvachanam, bahuvachanam. This is only we will come to all of these concepts a little later. Okay. So at the moment, let us only go with Prathama Purusha Ekavachanam. And in our session today, we will go with Uttama Purusha Ekavachanam. Okay, that's it. These two things we will be looking at today's session. Okay, which is Patati Patami. Okay, Patati Patami. Patati Patami. Okay, so yeah, next example. Okay, these are few examples of Kriya Padani again. Okay, which I will read. Kindly listen to me carefully, then we will go with some more examples. Okay, Pathati, Pathati, if it is a Prathama Purusha Ekavachanam. Okay, if it is a Uttama Purusha, that is, you know, me, the first person, okay, it will be Pathami, Pathami, when I am talking about myself, Aham Pathami. Okay. Saha patati, balakaha patati, rameshaha patati, saha kridati, aham kridami. Okay, whenever you say aham, okay, whenever you are telling that aham, me, right? Then you will have to tell it as patami, me, right? Okay. So yeah, patami. Okay. Skip. Yeah. Okay. Patati, patami. Likhati, likhami. Likhati is writing. Likhami is I will write. Okay. Pashyati, pashyami. Pashyati, pashyami. Hasati, hasami. Laugh. I laugh. Hasati, hasami. Okay. Khelati, khelami. Khelati, khelami. Kridati, kridami. Kridati, kridami. Tishtati, tishthami. Tishtati means generally we say wait. Okay, generally, you know, tishtatu mahodaya. Tishtatu, you know, whenever somebody is, you know, I use it in my class, right? Tishtatu, ekaksham tishtatu. That slide play karomi. Okay, tishtatu means generally, you know, we take it in the context of wait. Tishtatu, wait. Okay, upavishati. Upavishati means sit. Okay, you sit. Upavishati. Upavishami. Aham upavishami. Okay, when you ask a question, you go for an interview, you ask, okay, may I sit or may I take a seat? Then in Sanskrit, if you have to ask that question, aham upavishami va. Aham upavishami va. Okay. Vahati. Okay, just 1 minute. Okay, just one minute, please. Okay, yeah. Vahati, vahami. Okay, vahati, vahami. Vahati means something that you carry. Okay, what does a porter do? Okay, a porter do. He carries, you know, he carries the weight on his head. If you see in India, okay, you have these railway station, you have these employees. Okay, they carry these loads of the luggage that we give to them. Okay, vahati, vahami. Okay, gachati, gachami. Gachati, gachami. Agachati, agachami. Agachati, agachami. Okay, chalati, chalati means walk. Chalati, chalami. Chalati, chalami. Dhavati, dhavami. अहं धावामि धावति सः धावति सा धावति ओके सः धावति अहं धावामि नयति नयामि नयति नयामि टेक् ऐ एम् टेकिङ्ग् ओके नयति नयामि पिबति पिबामि ड्रिङ्क् ओके पिबति पिबामि खादति खादामि खादति खादामि भवति भवामि भवति भवामि ओके सी यू मस्ट बी हैविंग अ स्मॉल कन्फ्यूजन विद द वर्ड भवति हियर ओके देयर इज वी यूज भवति आल्सो एंड वी हैव यूज भवति आल्सो इन आवर प्रीवियस सेशन इट इज भवति इट इज बडी ई देयर ओके इट इज बडी ई दिस बडी भवति ओके देयर भवति ओके भवति देयर ओके So this is there are few examples. Okay, we will deal with few more examples. Okay, before I deal with any examples, yeah, there are few more words here with some pictures and all. Okay, we will deal with these examples. So let me share another. Let me share. Tishtati, wait. Yes, I will do. Tishtati means wait. Okay, action words. Yes, I will tell the meaning once again. We will go with a lot of examples. So kindly just listen to me at the moment. We'll go with a lot of examples. Okay, right. Okay, good. So here, this. There is this one. Just give me 1 minute. I'll open it. अत्र अस्ति वा अस्तु अत्र अस्ति वयम् एतद् उपयोगं कुर्मः अत्र चित्राणि अपि सन्ति अत्र चित्राणि अपि सन्ति ओके तर्हि वयम् एतत् पश्यामः ओके सि हू वाण्ट्स् टु गिव् इट् अ ट्रै ओके द क्रियापदानि डज़न्ट् चेञ्ज् वित् जेण्डर् ओके ओके बालकः पिबति बालिका पिबति अहं पिबामि सः पिबति ओके वेनेवर् इस् अ क्रियापदानि डु नाट् चेञ्ज् विट् जेण्डर् ओके बीट् मास्कुलैन् बीट् फेमिनैन् दि क्रियापदानि रिमेन्स् द सेम् ओके सो इफ् एनिबडि वाण्ट्स् टु ट्रै ऐ एम् पुटिङ्ग् औट् इन् अ नार्मल् म्यूट् मोड् इफ् एनिबडि वाण्ट्स् टु रीड् दीस् क्रियापदानि दट् इस् कमिङ्ग् आन् मै स्क्रीन् विल् रीड् दिस् After these kriyapadani, our next thing should be to use these kriyapadani and make sentences. Okay, that's what we will do. Okay, I am putting it in the normal mode right now. Okay.
I can read.
Mamadaya, I'll read first.
Yes, please read Bhagini. Yeah, you are able to see my screen, I believe.
Yeah, I can see your screen. So, बालक लैक् अ बाय् सो ऐ से सः
पठामि सः पठति बालकः एव इन् दिस् पिक्चर् यु हेव् आल् द बाय्स् सो से बालकः पठति
ओके
you can tell some name okay venu pathati okay john pathati something of this kind okay. john pathati is falling okay whatever but then let us put this the one that I'm showing right now these are all pictures of a boy so let us go with examples of boy then other participants would also get an opportunity they also will use okay the usage doesn't change the kriyapadani remains the same for masculine and feminine gender too okay the kriyapadani do not change for the gender too. Okay so yes go ahead read 3-4 kriyapadani so that other participants also have an opportunity to read and practice right and I also want to know what does that kriyapadam mean okay what do you understand right please go ahead Bhagini.
Yes, so with kriyapadam, I understood that these are verbs, action words that you use in daily in daily life, right? So the first picture, Uday Pathati.
Uttamam.
Then Milin Likhati.
Uttamam, Uttamam.
And then third one, Ajay Kridati.
Kridati. Uttamam Bhagi.
Dhanyavada.
Let us give chance to other participants too. Dhanyavada. Okay. Yes. Who wants to try next?
I can try.
Okay. I am. Yes. Please go ahead. Please go ahead.
The second row, first one, balakah hasati.
Uttamam.
Balikah balika hatati.
In this picture, we are only talking about a masculine and gender, Mahodaya. Like you said, it is not right. It is correct. What you are saying is correct. But you know, let us first go with Balakha Patati, Ramaha Patati. Okay. Saha Uddishthati. Okay. Aham Uddishthami. Okay. Let us not go with Aham. That's a little later point. Okay. Balakha Uddishthati.
Balakha Uddishthati. Hatati, right? The second one. Hatati. The second one.
Khadati. Eating. Okay? In the second row, the third one is Pibati. Drinking water.
Bala Pipati.
Bala is the name of a person, probably.
Name of.
Bala. Bala Pivati. Uttam. Dhanyavada Mahodaya. Okay, who wants to try next?
I can try, Mahodaya.
Yes, Bhagini, please try.
Okay. Saha Pashati.
Pashati, Uttamam.
Pashati. Bala Gachati.
Gachati.
Balakaha Agachati.
Agachati coming. Uttamam. Yes.
Dhanyavada.
Who wants to try? Few more examples.
I can try.
Yes, Bhagini, please.
Yeah. Balakah Gayati.
Uttamam.
And Balakah Kridati.
Uttamam.
And Balakah Uttishtati.
Uttishtati. Right. Uttamam. Now,
Dhanyavada.
I will go through these terms, okay, these action words. I'm sorry. I'll just have a look at these action words once again. So that, you know, everybody is able to understand the meanings of it, okay. I'm going from left to right. Okay. Pathati. Okay. Pathati. Left to right, the top row. Pathati. Likhati. Pathati is, you know, studying, reading. Okay. Reading. Pathati, reading. Likhati, writing. Likhati, writing. Kridati, playing. Kridati, playing. Okay. Namati means just like a prayer, okay. Namati, Archati, these are all, again, synonyms of prayer. Namati, Archati, okay. Namati, Gayati, Balakaha Gayati, singing, okay. Hasati, laughing, right? Next one, Khadati, eating, Pibati, drinking. Okay. Dhavati, running. Patati, falling. Okay, somebody is falling. Okay. Patati. Uttishthati, balakah uttishthati. Aham uttishthami. Balakah uttishthati. Saha uttishthati. Okay. These are all examples of vyakaran. Okay. Saha uttishthati. Balakah Pashyati, Ramah Pashyati, Virat Kohli Pashyati, okay. Balakah Agachati Api, okay. He is coming also. He went and he came back. Balakah Agachati Api, okay. Balakah Vadati is speaking, okay. Right. So these are examples of kriyapadani. This kriyapadani remains the same for a feminine gender too. Okay, if anybody wants to try these, they can still try, but I need the subject to be a girl. Okay, you can tell a girl's name, you can tell a star, you can tell Balika, anything, okay? Who wants to try? Please come on. Yes, please go ahead, please, you can try. Please unmute yourself and try. One after the other, please.
May I try? Naina?
Yes, please go ahead.
Yeah. Sita Pathati,
Uttama.
Leela Likhati,
Uttama.
Gopi Gayati,
or Athava, you can say Shreya Ghoshal Gayati. Shreya Ghoshal is a singer, right? Shreya Ghoshal Gayati.
Yes, Gayati.
Yes, yeah. So Uttama Bhakti,
Yeah.
Who wants to try some more examples? Okay, please mute yourself.
Shall I try?
Yes, please try.
Yeah. Anjali Kridati,
Uttama.
Radha Namati.
Namati, Archati. Archati also is the right word for doing a puja. Okay, Archati, you adore a god. Adoration.
Okay.
Adoration.
Archati. Okay. And then, the girl, she's Upavishati.
Upavishati.
Who wants to try?
Oh, there. Yes, please try.
Rama Asati.
Uttama.
Leela Khadati.
Leela Khadati, Uttama.
Khadati.
That is Vibhati. She is drinking.
Singing? Oh, okay. Usha drink Vibhati.
Usha Vibhati, Uttama.
Vibhati.
Okay.
Dhanyavaad.
Who wants to try? Dhanyavaad. Who wants to try another? There are another six examples. Just try. We will go with the next set. Okay. This is Anybody wants to try?
I'll try. This is Gauri.
What should we? Yes, Bhagini, please go ahead.
Balika Dhavati,
Uttama.
Radhika.
Radhika Kridati.
Oh, Kridati.
Uttama. Okay. Uttama.
And Archana Gayati.
Archana Gayati. Uttama Bhagini. Dhanyavada. Okay. See, the action words from what we have seen so far remain the same from the top. Okay. Does anybody have any questions on these ones? Okay, these are all very similar to what I have said. Okay, if anybody has any questions, kindly let me know. I will go through these action words once again. Okay, if we are good, then I will go ahead with the next set of kriyapadani. We are good, right? Okay, so let me go ahead with the next set. Okay, 1 minute. Idanim. Astu, okay. See, like I have explained, okay, subject and verb. Okay, we will use subject and verb, like Esha Pathati, okay, Saha Pathati, Sa Pathati, Bhavan Pathati, Balakah Pathati, Balika Pathati. Okay. At the moment, if kindly ignore the etat and the napumsakalinga kartha, we'll come to those a little later. Let us go with one after the other. Okay, this is how it is. Okay. So atrastiva. It can just be online. Okay, atrastiva. Kutra gatam. Astu. Okay. See. so far we have seen only words of these things, right? We have only seen these, okay? Ekavachanam prathama purusha, okay? Ekavachanam prathama purusha. Now we will also see some more examples of ekavachanam uttama purusha. Uttama purusha means me, aham, okay? Aham pathami, I will read, okay? Pathati means Ramah is reading, Balakah is reading, okay, she is reading, he is reading. These are all examples of Ekavachanam Prathama Purushah, okay. Uttama Purushah Ekavachanam is Pathami, Likhami, Khadami, okay. We have also dealt with the word, we have also dealt with Aham, right? Okay, we have, in the previous classes we said, you know, Aham, Aham Etat Karomi, Aham, Aham, Aham Uday. Aham Lata, Aham Mala, right? We have dealt with this word Aham in a previous session. So having dealt with these two words, that's why I am focusing on these ones also, okay? There are other things also. As in when we progress in our session, we will see all of these, okay? Dvivachanam, Bhavachanam, Pratama, Madhyama, Uttama, Purusha also. We will come with a little later point. At the moment, to have our conversational, okay, Sarala Samskuta Sambhashana Sekute, Vayam, Idanim, Kevalam, Ekavachanam, Prathama Purusha, Uttama Purusha, Eva Pashyamaha. Okay? Vayam Idanim, Etat Dvau Eva Pashyamaha. Okay? Asmakam Idanim, Asmakam Uddeshaha Kim, Ittukte Asmabihi, Vayam Sarve Api, Samskute, Sambhashanam Kartum Yogya. Iti Bha, Iti, 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 Iti Asmakam Uddeshaha, Iti Vayam Prayatnam Kurvantaha Smaha, Safalaha Api. We at least, so far whatever that I have thought, I am assuming that, you know, we are able to converse, we are able to speak these few basic sentences or few basic things so far that we have, that I have taught you in our session so far, okay. So, see, like how Pathati becomes Pathami in the same way,
Mahodaya?
Pathami. Yes, Mahodaya, please.
I have a question. In the previous slide, you showed like Bhavan Patati, but I think Bhavan should be Madhyama Purusha, it should be Patasi, like when, because when I'm asking your name, I'm asking Bhavata Namakim, right? So Bhavata means you. If it is you, then it should be Madhyama Purusha, right?
Exactly. So Bhavan Patati is incorrect. Okay, see, that's what I said. Okay, we'll not deal with Madhyama Purusha. That's what I said, you know, when you say Tat, okay, here, in this example, whenever you have examples like, you know, Etat, or, you know, Tat, Bhavan actually could be used sometimes, but like you have said, okay, it is actually the Madhyama Purusha thing, okay? But then sometimes we do use Kriya Padani like this. We do use Patati as well. We do use, we do use sometimes, right? Okay. So having said that, like I have said, you know, most of it happens to the Madhyama Purusha itself. But yeah, we do use, there are certain contexts. Which we will use even this word as well. That is the reason. Okay. But let us not confuse. We'll go one after the other, right? Okay. Astu. Okay. Patati, Pathami. Okay. So now I would want all the participants to make sentences with these Kriya Padani using Prathama Purusha and Uttama Purusha. Okay, using Prathama Purusha and Uttama Purusha, we should be able to formulate sentences now. Okay. So, kindly formulate sentences of your own, okay, be it imagination, be it from the mythology, whatever that you wish to do, you are free to do. So, kindly make sentences on, prepare sentences on these lines, okay. Who wants to try first? I would want sentences now, okay. Subject and the verb. Okay, subject and a verb. Along with this, you can ask somebody also. Okay, see, we have actually, you know, known some question tags as well. Okay, like Kim, Kaha, all of this. Okay, so So when I am asking you people, I can ask a question like this, okay? Bhavan kim karoti? Okay? Then you have to respond, aham pathami, aham kridami. Okay? Balakaha kim karoti? Balakaha pibati. Balakaha jalam pibati. Balakaha annam khadati. Right? So, if you can relate, if you can give me a question followed by an answer, okay, that would make a little better. Okay, it helps me understand that, you know, your understanding of the subject so far is good, right? So please, who wants to try? Please, you can try. Okay, I'm not calling anybody's names. So please be voluntary and vocal of your choices, and then please volunteer yourself, right? Yes, Mahodaya, please try.
I can try. This Raj. Ramaha kim drishtati? Ramaha chitram drishtati.
Tishtati means wait, okay? Then you have to say Rama Kutra Tishtati. The question is, where is Rama waiting? Waiting, Tishtati means wait.
I meant to say that looking actually, Pashyanti, okay. Rama, okay.
Pashyati,
okay. Rama kim Pashyati? Rama Chitram va Chitram.
When I ask a question to you, Bhavan kim karoti? Aham pathami. You have to tell it as aham pathami or aham vadami. You are speaking to me right now, right? We have a conversation. Okay. Then you have to say aham sambhashanam karomi or aham vadami. Sambhashanam karomi is also correct. Okay. Aham vadami also is correct. Okay. Can you please explain the same sentence to me in English what are you trying to say?
Where is Rama going? Rama Kutra Chalati?
No, if it is going, it is Gachati.
Okay, where is Rama going? Rama
Kutra Gachati.
Okay, Rama Kutra Gachati. Ramaha Vidyalayam Gachati. Rama is going to Gachati. Asti is also, is it? Should I say Asti also?
Not required. Ramah Vidyalayam Gachati. Gachati.
Oh, yeah. Dhanyavada.
Ramah Vidyalayam Gachati. Okay.
Yeah. Ramah Vidyalayam Gachati.
Uttama. Okay. There is, whenever husband says, I'm coming home. Okay. Wife says, Arya Putra Gruham Agachati. Gruham Agachati means my husband is coming home. Aryaputra generally they say for husband. Okay. Aryaputra Gruham Agachati. My husband is coming home. Right? So these are few examples, right? So yeah, who wants to try some more examples? Okay. Once these examples are done, we'll go to the next part. Yes. I need two more participants. I want people who haven't participated today.
I can try, Mahodaya.
Yes, Bhagini, please try.
रामः लिखति वा न रामः लिखति न रामः क्रीडति अहं क्रीडामि
अहं जलं पिबामि ऐ एम ड्रिंकिंग वाटर जलं राइट
जलं
वी हैव ऑलरेडी सीन द या अहं जलं पिबामि ऐ एम ड्रिंकिंग वाटर अहं कॉफी पिबामि आई एम हैविंग कॉफी
ओके What is Vahati, Mahodaya?
Vahati means who carries, okay? Carries, you have okay. These porters who carry our luggage and the railway stations. Okay, they are, you know, carrying Vahati. The luggage. Okay. Vahati. Okay. Vahati. A porter tells that Aham Vahami. Okay, when I am carrying a bag in my hand, I say Aham Etat Vahami. Aham Etat Syutam Vahami. I'm carrying this bag. Vahati okay. Vahami.
Okay. Okay, dhanyavad.
Can I try?
Please try. Yes, please.
Ramaha putra patati. Rama Ramayanam patati.
Then that your question is Ramaha kim patati. Kim means what, right? Kutra means where.
Okay. Okay.
Kim means what? Ramaha kim patati? Ramaha Ramayanam patati. He is, is Ramaha reading? He is reading Ramayanam.
Then Ramaha putra gachati. Is that right?
Yes, it is correct.
Ramaha vidyalayam gachati.
Uttama. Right? Uttama. Aham mama laptop nayami. Okay, see, when you do not know, see, if you do not know any Sanskrit word, please free to use English words there, because we are learning. Okay, it is completely okay to use anything, use any word in this entire universe, and then you can use anything, right? If you do not know any word, please be feel free to use English terms. Yes, Bhagini, please go ahead. Okay, so there seems to be a gap here. So I am assuming that we are fine with this. Okay, so far we have dealt with this Kriyapadani. Does anybody want to try, or shall I go with the next set?
You know,
Please, Bhagini.
So I am trying to translate two sentences that I wrote here. Yes, he was reading. Aham sa patati.
Bhagini, I am really sorry. I really couldn't understand that. Can you please repeat it?
Okay. So I am trying to translate a sentence. Yes, he is reading. Aam sa patati.
Aam saha?
Aam sa patati.
Sa pibati.
Reading.
Okay, next one. Next one.
Can you hear me more there?
Bhagini, actually there is a lot of disturbance from your side, so I am actually having a little difficulty trying to listen to you. Kindly either put the mic a little away from you.
Okay, I am going to try one more time. Yes.
Aam sa patati.
Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay. The next one, where is Radha going? Radha putra gachati.
Uttamam. Where is Radha going? Radha putra gachati. Uttamam.
Okay. Dhanyavada.
Please, can you say a sentence with bhavati?
Dhavati, right?
Mahodaya.
No. Bhavati. Bhavati. Not bhavati, bhavati.
Bhavati means you can say it is there. Okay. Saha tatra bhavati. Tasya gruham tatra bhavati. Tasya gruham tat pradeshe bhavati. When you do not know, right? I mean, when you not confirm about where his house is, you are giving a random guess, stating that, you know, tatra bhavati, tasya gruham. Okay. That is there. His house might be there. Tasya gruham तस्मिन् प्रान्ते भवति.
ओके
महोदय
भवती
किं खादति?
किं खादति? उत्तमं. यत्
अहम् अन्नं खादति.
अन्नं खादामि.
खादामि. अहम् अन्नं खादामि.
अहम् अन्नं खादामि. अहं रोटी खादामि. अहं पिज्जा खादामि. अहं बर्गर् खादामि. सर्वं सर्वं ओके. वयं किमपि वक्तुं शक्नुमः. ओके ओके गुड् गुड् सो लेट्
ओके. गोपालः किं कारणे हसति? गोपालः जोक्स् पठित्वा हसति.
बुक्स् पठित्वा हसति. उत्तमम् उत्तमं. ह्यूमरस् बुक्स्.
गोपालः कुत्र चलति? गोपालः वट् इस् रोड्?
गोपालः कुत्र चलति वा गोपालः कुत्र गच्छति वा? नो यू वांट, यू वांट टू गो वेयर इज गोपाल गोइंग राइट? राइट महोदय.
यस.
हां वेयर इज गोपाल गोइंग मींस गोपालः कुत्र गच्छति?
गोपालः कुत्र गच्छति?
गोपालः मंदिरं गच्छति. ही इज गोइंग टू टेंपल. गोपालः कार्यालयं
मंदिरं गच्छति.
गोपालः कार्यालयं गच्छति. गोइंग टु द ऑफिस. अहं कार्यालयं गच्छामि. ऐ एम गोइंग टु एन ऑफिस. भवान् कुत्र गच्छति? अहं कार्यालयं गच्छामि. अहं चिकित्सालयं गच्छामि. अहं चित्रं द्रष्टुं गच्छामि. ऐ एम गोइंग टु वॉच अ मूवी. ओके अहं चित्रं द्रष्टुं गच्छामि. राइट. अहं कॉफी पातुं गच्छामि. I'm going to have a coffee. Right? Okay. So far we are good with these Kriyapadani, I believe. Let us go with the next one if anybody is having questions.
Yes, please tell
me. Chalati. Chalati means walk. Aham chalami. Aham janaha park madhye chalati. Saha park madhye chalati.
What is Dhavati?
Aham chala. Dhavati means run. Run. Running.
Oh, run.
Okay.
Mahodaya,
okay.
I have
yes,
a
okay.
question.
Yes,
so okay. If I want to say, if I want to ask what is Rama driving, so if I want to ask Ramaha kim chalayati, is that a correct question?
Nayati.
Exactly. That is the right thing. That is the right thing. रामः किं चालयति? रामः कार्यानं चालयति. रामः द्विचक्रिका चालयति. रामः त्रिचक्रिका चालयति. धन्यवादः. ओके सो लेट् अस् गो विद् द नेक्स्ट् वन्. ओके वी हेव् डेल्ट् वित् दिस् अहम् आगच्छामि एस् वेल्. अहं गच्छामि. अहम् आगच्छामि एस् वेल्. वी हेव् डेल्ट्. ओके so let me put all the participants in the mute. Uttam, uttam, uttam. Okay. See, we have dealt with the examples also. Aham gachati gachami also we have come across. Okay. Now we will have a look at the conversation here. Okay. There here in this I hope my screen is visible and very clear, right? Okay. This is there in your Abhyasa Pustakam as well, so kindly refer to that Abhyasa Pustakam notes as well. So this is a conversation happening between a restaurant server and a customer. Okay, restaurant server and a customer. Okay, vitarakaha. Vitarakaha means somebody who serves, food, who serves the coffee. Okay, grahakaha, a customer. Grahakaha means a customer. Vitarakaha means who serves the coffee, who serves. When we go to, when you typically visit a restaurant, you have people serving, right? They are called vitarakaha. Okay, somebody who is who are customers, we are like grahakaha. Okay, there is a conversation between a customer and a server. Okay, I will read this conversation very clearly, understand the words, and then we will have a look at we'll understand these conversations as well. Okay. एतत् सम्भाषणं पठतु ओके रीड् दिस् कन्वर्सेशन् ओके वितारकः द सर्वर् इस् टेलिङ्ग् भो किम् आवश्यकम् ओके भो इस् जस्ट् लैक् यु नो जस्ट् लैक् हे वाट् यु वाण्ट् वेन् वि से समबडी लैक् यु नो हेलो सर् आर् हे हे वाट् यु वाण्ट् दट्स् हौ इट् मीन्स् भो किम् आवश्यकम् ओके वाट् डु यु वाण्ट् ग्राहकः coffee avashyakam okay it is written as coffee here okay that's how it goes in Sanskrit it is coffee okay when generally we say coffee avashyakam okay I want a coffee okay the server is asking jalam avashyakam va okay avashyakam means necessary okay what do you need okay and necessary a need avashyakam please look at the word which is highlighted here in that color okay avashyakam avashyakam means need necessity okay jalam avashyakam kim do you want some water the customer is saying no mastu coffee avashyakam he doesn't want water he wants a coffee okay the server is telling swikarotu take swikarotu means take okay grahakah is asking grahakah the customer is asking kinchit shakkarah shakkarah means sugar okay sugar kinchin sakkarah means sugar okay vitarakah swikarotu take the bowl of sugar or take the sugar sachet okay punah avashyakam va do you want some more or do you want once again so punah means here we can punah means again basically punah means again okay instead of punah in this context we can put it as you know punah means you want some more okay generally we say itopi avashyakam va okay instead of avashyakam itopi you can use punah as well punah also is a correct word okay punah avashyakam we want it again okay grahakah the customer is telling paryaptam means enough paryaptam punah mastu okay paryaptam means enough I don't want it again punah mastu okay here we are going to understand three words okay avashyakam mastu paryaptam avashyakam mama bho then mama dhanam avashyakam when you are in need of money you say mama dhanam avashyakam okay mama आवश्यकं पर्याप्तं मम भोजनं पर्याप्तम् ऐ एम् इनफ् आफ् यु नो हेविङ्ग् भोजनं पर्याप्तम् ओके मास्तु मम तत् बेट् आर् तत् कम्प्यूटर् मास्तु तत् फोन् मास्तु तत् बैक् मास्तु तद्विचक्रिका मास्तु तद्दूरवाणी मास्तु अन्यत् आवश्यकम् ऐ वाण्ट् अ बेटर् वन् ओके इतोपि उत्तमम् आवश्यकम् रैट् सो दीस् आर् आल् थिङ्ग्स् दट् वि कम् अक्रास् इन् अवर् डेलि कान्वर्सेशन् सो वि आर् डीलिङ्ग् वित् दिस् आवश्यकं मास्तु पर्याप्तं यस् भगिनि मास्तु मीन्स् नो मास्तु मीन्स् ऐ डोण्ट् वाण्ट्
ओके धन्यवादः
मास्तु ऐ डोण्ट् वाण्ट् पर्याप्तम् इनफ् आवश्यकम् अनेसिटि अनेसरि मम आवश्यकम् ऐ नीड् इट् मास्तु ऐ डोण्ट् मास्ति नास्ति इट् इस् नाट् देर् ओके नास्ति इट् इस् नाट् देर् मास्तु ऐ डोण्ट् वाण्ट् नास्ति इट् इस् नाट् देर् तत्र मम लेखनी नास्ति ओके मम लेखनी मास्तु मम अङ्कनी आवश्यकम् ऐ डोण्ट् वाण्ट् अ पेन् ऐ वाण्ट् अ पेन्सिल् ओके tatra lekhani nasti this pen is not there right I hope you understood the difference between nasti and mastu
yeah what is paryaptam
paryaptam is enough mama bhojana paryaptam mama krute etat dhanam paryaptam mama krute etat vastram paryaptam I am good with this t-shirt I don't want a better one
avashyakam is I want, I wanted, and then the master,
yes.
Not wanted.
I don't want, paryaptam is enough. Okay, so we are highlighting these three terms because these we will use more of it in our conversations. Okay, when you converse, when you converse in Sanskrit, okay, tomorrow when you are going to a restaurant which is operated by a Sanskrit speaking person or a Sanskrit person where all the servers are speaking in Sanskrit, okay, what will you tell him? Okay, mama sandwich avashyakam, mama sandwich avashyakam. Swikarotu, okay, Puja Bhagini is asked, sir, what is swikarotu? Swikarotu means take. Swikarotu means take. Bhavan sandwich swikarotu. Bhavan coffee swikarotu. Bhavan jalam swikarotu. When somebody comes to your house, or somebody comes to our house, we say, Mahadeha coffee avashyakam kim? Coffee avashyakam va? Then you go to him with a tray of coffee utar. Mahadeha coffee swikarotu. Then the person takes a coffee. Right? That's how it is. Okay. When these are the words that we come across in our daily conversations. Okay. See, today I will be kinship means little. Kinship. Mama kinship avashyakam. I want little. Little. Kinship means little.
Okay, Mahode, can you explain this contextual thing between kim and va? Avashyakam va is
okay. Both are correct, Mahodaya. Both are correct. Avashyakam kim, avashyakam va, both are correct. Okay. In our generally talking, we use va. Okay. When you and me are talking, we use va for somebody like a server and a restaurant and a customer. It is out of respect. Avashyakam kim. It is out of, you know, it is not necessary out of respect every time, but both are correct. Kim, va, both are correct. Okay, that also is a question tag, it's also a question tag. But va is very conversational, very casual, very casual. Okay, kim is a little sophisticated.
Thank you.
Okay, so I hope I am clear with this so far. Okay, now we will go to the next one today. Okay, what is the next one? Adhya atra kim asti.
Can I ask a question? When you said mama sandwich avashyakam, so like you are using Shasti Vibhakti and Uttama Purusha, right?
Uttama Purusha.
Like when you say mama, right? Mama means like Uttama Purusha Shasti Vibhakti, right?
No. Like, aham khadami. Okay. Mama sandwich avashyakam. I asked. Okay. I asked for a sandwich. But when I am eating, I'll tell aham khadami, right?
What I'm trying to ask is like, is mama correct over there? Like, I need a sandwich. That's what I'm saying, right? When I'm going to a restaurant and I'm asking, the server will ask, what do you need? I'll say, I need a sandwich. Does that translate as mama sandwich avashyakam?
Yes, that is correct. That's how we do, right? See, in this conversation also, okay, what did this Mahodaya say? Okay, coffee avashyakam. Okay, mama, see, he is not using, he is not telling mama that, okay, but however, mama, you can still again use it as avashyakam, that is correct, but it is a little technical,
So what I am trying to ask, whether it will be like Shashti Vibhakti or it will be Ditya Vibhakti, that's what I am trying to ask.
It is going to be not mama sandwich avashyakam, okay, mama sandwich avashyakam. I would say, instead of going to those Vibhakti at the moment, okay, let us understand it at this level itself right now, okay, not confuse the other participants too. Okay, see, what I'll be doing is probably more there. I'll be able to answer this question to you in a better way in a separate email again. Okay, which I'll send an email to you if needed with all the with how to use these things as well, a little detail. Okay, at the moment when the other participants are there, for not confusing them, we will not not go into the other details right now. Right? I hope I'm making sense.
Okay, thank you.
Mahodaya,
one question.
Yes,
what,
yes.
What is the difference in avashyakam and avashyakam? There is a ma and When to use
avashyakam?
So it, the grahak says kafi avashyakam and vitarak says jalam avashyakam vikim. So what is when and how to use avashyakam? So there are two different ways.
Both are correct, Mahodaya. Okay, see, avashyakam, a kam, ka with a visarga on top and ma with a halat below, both are correct. Okay, both are correct. That's a way of writing. Okay, there are two ways to write it. Avashyakam, ka and a visarga on the top is correct. Ka and ma with a halant is also correct. Both ways are correct and it is pronounced in the same way. Avashyakam, avashyakam eva.
Okay.
I have a question, Mahadaya.
Yes, okay, please.
So, you know, when the sentence starts, right, and says visarga go, you're saying go her, right? So you said hey. So I'm assuming that there is a male there, that is why they are using goha, right? But if there was a woman sitting, then what would be the way of addressing her then?
See, generally, how do you think should be addressed by a woman? Okay,
they say
ma'am,
right?
Okay, bhagini or ma'am.
Correct.
Bhagini or you know mahodayi, right? Ma'am, mahodaya we call for men. Mahodayi is for women.
That's correct, I understood, but you understand what my question is, right? That it is just the way how they wrote go.
Yes.
So is there
yes,
any...
I think both the cases it should be go, like both feminine, masculine, everywhere it should be
both
go. Like because go is sambodhana here.
Yeah, go is given as sambodhana, exactly. See, that's what I'm saying. Go. Is because there's a man there, okay. Even for a girl or for a lady there, he can ask bhagini or mahodayi kim avashyakam. Okay. See, generally, you know, we do not just address women like hey, you know, casually, right? Okay, we say ma'am or you know, we address them out of respect.
Okay. Okay.
So generally, you know, the context remains the same. Okay, bho remains still the same. Okay. But yeah, we can address it as mahodayi. Mahodayi kim avashyakam. Then Mahodayi will respond mama kafi avashyakam. And then
okay.
Mahodayi goes on.
Okay.
Right?
Thank you.
Okay. Dhanyavada. Okay. So this is about it. So what is the time right now? Let me just check. Okay, we have 15 minutes more. Okay. We can still go ahead and complete this one. Okay. Okay. These are again a conversation. This is again a conversation between a shopkeeper, a husband and a wife. Okay. With these examples, see. Etat chitra pashyatu. Chitrasya adharena ekam sambhashanam likhatu. Okay. Take this picture as an evidence and create a conversation. Okay. Create a conversation. And in that conversation, what are the terms that you are going to use? Sambhashane ete shabdaha bhavantu. Sambhashane ete shabdaha bhavantu is, you know, you can use terms like shatika, cholha. Shatika means a sari, cholha means a blouse, yutakam means a shirt, urukam means a trouser. Okay, these are conversation between a shopkeeper and a husband, a wife, who went on shopping to buy some sarees and to buy some pants and trousers. What would their conversation be like? Okay, what would their conversation be like? Does anybody want to try this? Does anybody want to give this conversation a try? Or should I be having the conversation? Are you?
Can I try?
Yes, please. Yes, sir. Yes, yes.
So, but me, vadati. Kripaya, shatikam, darshayatu.
Darshayatu. then you can actually ask. We haven't gone to Darshayatu yet. We haven't covered Darshayatu so far because you must have already heard this term elsewhere.
Darshayativa.
She's asking a question to the shopkeeper. Mahodaya, Shatika Darshayativa. Right?
Avashyam Darshayami.
Uttamam. What is the husband telling?
Urukam. Do you have Urukam? How do we?
Urukam Astiva. Urukam Api Darshayatu. Husband also is telling. Urukam Api Darshayatu. Urukam Api Darshayatu. Then Vikreta is telling.
Vikreta is saying. Again, avashyam.
Avashyam darshayami.
Avashyam darshayami.
Uttamam. Then husband is telling.
He could say how much does it cost? So.
Moolyam kim.
Moolyam kim.
Urukasya moolyam kim.
Urukasya moolyam kim.
Mulyam kim.
Yutakasya mulyam kim.
Vikreta is saying.
Vikreta is saying.
Etat yutaka dvi sahasra rupyakani. Eka sahasra means 1000. Eka sahasra rupyakani. Dvi sahasra rupyakani or panchashatam rupyakani. 500 rupees. $500.
So, etat urukam dvishatam dvishahasrani
rupyakani. Dvishahasra rupyakani. We haven't gone to the rupyakani yet. Yeah. Dvishahasra
rupyakani.
Uttamam.
Patni.
Then the patni is telling. Patni Vadati.
Show some different colored sari.
Anya Varna Shatika Api Darshayatu. Other colors. Varna Anya means other.
Okay, Anya Varna Shatika,
Shatika Api Darshayatu.
Okay.
Vikreta is telling Avashyam Darshayami.
Avashyam Darshayami. Pashya.
Then Pati Pashya. Is telling, Pati is telling, Raktavarna or Raktavarna Shatika Shikarotu. Take a red sari. Whatever, no? Etasya Mulyam Adhikam Asti. Whatever. This is actually an open-ended conversation. We are supposed to make a conversation out of those four terms that is given on the top and then followed by these things. Right?
Moolyam
adhikam
asti.
Could you make it less?
Okay.
Kichit discount dadatu. Give us some discount. Okay. Kichit discount dadatu. Okay.
Astu.
We have it. Astu.
Swikarotu.
Dadami. Astu dadami. I'll give.
Astu dadami. Swikarotu.
Swikarotu. Uttam. Yes. Who wants to give it a try? One more participant. Then we will deal with Sankhya and then we will close the session.
Mahoday?
Yes, Mahoday.
Pati se paryaptam adhika moolya drishyatu mastu.
Adhika moolyam Shatika Mastu. You don't want sarees which are of high price. That's what you're trying to say, right?
Paryaptam, enough.
Ha, husband is telling paryaptam. This range is good enough, okay? Etat range, okay, this range is good enough. This range of so-and-so, so-and-so price is good enough. Okay? Uttamam. Uttamam. Okay, so let us go ahead with the numbers today. 1 minute. Okay, so one more thing. There is a very nice document with me on Kriyapadani, which I actually have it in with me. I will share that with you in my tomorrow's email of my class recording. Meanwhile, I'm just showing it in the session so that, you know, we have an idea. Okay, let me share that. 1 minute. Okay, just bear with me. अस्तु इदानीं हा अस्तु एतदस्ति ओके ऐ होप् यु आर् एबल् टु सी मै स्क्रीन् ओके सी दीस् आर् ओके सो सारि दीस् आर् फ्यू एक्साम्पल्स् आफ् सम् क्रियापदानि इट्सेल्फ् ओके सी डु नाट् लुक् एट् द other ones like gamishyami, gatavan, gatva, gantum, all these, no, do not look at these things, okay? Currently, we are only dealing with the present tense, so let us deal only with the present tense, which is gachati, patati, kridati, vadati, likhati, pashyati, and all of these, okay? All of these, okay? A very important rule here that is written here in the below, okay? If you read this one sentence, you will make it very, very clear, okay? Suchana. Karoti iti padasya upayogena kriyapadani sulabhani bhavanti. Okay? Example, bhojanam karoti, nidram karoti, sahakim karoti, sah nidram karoti, sahakim karoti, sah adhyayanam karoti. Okay, see, in the end, karoti means doing, okay. See, when you use karoti in the end, the usage becomes very easy. That's what they're trying to say. And our aim is to make the usage very easy. That's what our aim is, right? Our aim of spoken Sanskrit is to make the language simple, easy and conversational. That's what we are trying to do. Karoti iti padasya upayogena. क्रियपदानि सुलभानि भवन्ति अस्तु तर्हि अत्र वयम् अस्माकं पाठः स्थगयामः एतत् क्रियापदानि स्थगयामः अहं मम गृहपाठनं मध्ये किञ्चित् कानिचन वाक्यानि ददामि भवन्तः सर्वे ट्रान्स्लेट् कुर्वन्तु तद् प्रायः श्वस्तनपर्यन्तं प्रेषयामि सर्वैः कृते एतद् यदा रेकार्डिङ्ग् लभ्यते तदा रेकार्डिङ्ग् ईमेल् सह कानिचन वाक्यानि अपि प्रेषयामि तद् श्वः कदाचित् प्रेषयामि अस्तु इदानीं वयं सङ्ख्याः पश्यामः सङ्ख्याः कुत्र अस्ति सङ्ख्याः अस्तु वयम् एतावत्पर्यन्तम् अशीतिः 80 पर्यन्तं वयं नम्बर्स् कृतवन्तः इदानीं वयं 81 to 100 कुर्मः आगामिसप्ताहे नम्बर्स् सङ्ख्याः सह बहूनि एक्ससैसेस् भवन्ति अहं तानि एक्ससैसेस् कारयामि आगामिकक्षायां ओके आगामिकक्षायाम् अहं तानि एक्ससैसेस् कारयामि स्म इदानीं तु वयं केवलं नम्बर्स् पठामः अतः सर्वे अपि गृहं यदा अस्माकं यदा समयः भवति तदा एतानि सङ्ख्याः किञ्चित् प्राक्टिस् कुर्वन्तु अभ्यासं कुर्वन्ति चेत् भवन्तः न विस्मरन्ति चेत् तानि एक्ससैस् मध्ये बहु आनन्दः भवति तदा वयं तद् एवं क्लास् मध्ये कुर्मः किल तदा एक्ससैसस् तद् बहु उत्तमं भवति तदा अस्तु इदानीं वयम् 80 ओके 81 to 100 कुर्मः इदानीम् ओके 80 ऐ एम् जस्ट् रीडिङ्ग् औट् दीस् रेण्डम् थिङ्ग् एनिबडि हेविङ्ग् एनि क्वश्चन्स् प्लीस् लेट् मी नो ओके 80 81 एकाशीतिः 81 एकाशीतिः 82 द्वयाशीतिः ओके दीया आ बिकम्स् या it becomes dvaya tirthi 83 trayas sitihi trayas sitihi 84 chaturashitihi 84 chaturashitihi 85 panchashitihi 85 panchashitihi 86 shad shitihi 86 shad shitihi 87 saptashitihi 87 saptashitihi 88 ashtashitihi 88 ashtashitihi 89 navashitihi 89 navashitihi 90 navatihi 90 navatihi 91 ekanavatihi 91 ekanavatihi 92 dvinavatihi 92 dvinavatihi right 93 trinavatihi 93 trinavatihi 94 chatur navatihi okay na has ra on the top okay so it becomes chatur navatihi 95 pancha navatihi 95 pancha navatihi 96 shan navatihi shan navatihi okay shan there are two nas there okay shan navatihi 96 shan navatihi 97 sapta navatihi 97 sapta navatihi 96 again shan navatihi 96 again shan navatihi 97 sapta navatihi 98 ashta navatihi 98 ashta navatihi 99 nava navatihi 99 nava navatihi 100 shatam 100 shatam right so far we have dealt with numbers from 1 to 100 so I request everybody to practice these numbers so that you know they understand in a better way and they will be able to do the exercises properly in the next week okay so they will now be you know first of all any questions for me before we end okay any questions answer that you know we can end with our prarthana and then we can end this session okay any questions for me any questions for today's session in kriya padani anybody have any questions kindly let me know if you do not have a question then we will go ahead with the prarthana and then we will close the session because it is
we had some
yes.
things that are covered like you said devaha sarvatra asti if it is devi what do we say
I'm sorry I did not understand the subject mahoday can you please sarvatra asti I understood what did you tell before that
devaha sarvatra asti if it is devi devi how do we say that devi means
Devya. Lakshmi okay then we say probably we can say devyaha okay then not devya I'm sorry it is again devi sarvatra asti is also correct okay devataha sarvatra santi okay it becomes you are using bahuvachan there right okay devataha means all the gods okay lakshmi devi sarvatra asti
feminine lakshmi saraswati type what do you say devati devi
lakshmi devi sarvatra asti lakshmi devi sarvatra asti right okay I have one chat
one more question in the previous ayodhyah raja dasharath ayodhyasya or how do we say that how does it go
ayodhyayah raja dasharathah this is shashti vibhakti
so all the sitting things are considered as feminine
I'm sorry mahodaya
all the city things are considered family or all the this feminine gender.
Uh-huh.
Oh, it is Akaranta.
Like this Nadi E. Whenever it is very E or Akaranta, it becomes Strilinga Shabda. Nadi. Nadi Lata. Nadi Nadi becomes Sadhya.
Nadi.
Right? Okay. So let us conclude with today's poem. Okay, I have one comment here from the Gayatri Bhavan. The last conversation examples are quite difficult to follow. People seem to use much advanced words and sentences that many of us in the past that do not know or haven't caught up with. Can we go through the next session? Within the session, they have already been taught and learned. Astu Bhage, I will keep this as a feedback. And next few session, we will do we will take up that conversation once again. Okay. Now we will conclude with our
Prarthana. Thank you, Mahadaya.
Mahadaya, I have one question. Do you have the time? Can we take the Prarthana? Let other people take the leverage of going. Then I'll take the question after this Prarthana.
Okay, no problem.
Astu, right. Okay. Let us go to the Prarthana, then we will conclude our session today. Okay. Pathami Samskrutam Nityam.
Pathami Samskrutam Nityam.
Vadami Samskrutam Sada.
Vadami Samskrutam Sada.
Dhyayami Samskrutam Samyak.
Dhyayami Samskrutam Samyak.
Vande Samskruta Mataram.
Vande Samskruta Mataram.
Samskrutasya Prasaraya.
Samskrutasya Prasaraya.
Naijam Sarvam Dadamyaham.